Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. I've been getting your tweets. The reason why I say another Sunday night edition is because if you're tuning into latalkradio.com on a Thursday and you hear my show, know that it was recorded on Sunday. So that's what that means. And I appreciate your tweets, so continue to tweet me at Max Tucci. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for them. And if you're tuning in for the first time tonight, welcome to Max and Friends. We're going to have a great show. I have a guest who's really going to tickle your soul. I believe it to be so. Her name is Azina. She's an author, recording artist, and then some. And she'll be with us in just a moment. We're going to play her music, talk about her book. And really, this is a show that's going to make you shine on. You know, when Gordana Biernat is here, we talk about shining on and the beauty of it. So tonight, I want you to really tune in so you can shine on this week. Last week, wasn't that a great show with Misa Hylton? I hope you all are inspired. I'm bringing you some fun guests this month, right? March is a good month so far. All right, March. I can't believe it's already March. But nonetheless, life happens. What's happening in your life? What do you guys want to talk about? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Hashtag Hot Topics if there's something that you feel you want to talk about, because you're my co-creators here on Max and Friends. So the show only works because you listen to it and because you give me great ideas and you tweet me guests that I should have on the show. So I'm grateful for that. It's 11:11 right now on the East Coast, so make a wish, because that's a beautiful thing to do. Just tune in. There's something bigger about the 11:11 or the 1:11 or the 2:22 or the 3:33, but it all will manifest if you just digest what it is and just listen to yourself and tune into yourself. We're going to talk about tuning in tonight on Max and Friends and maybe tuning out, but whatever you want to do, stay here tonight because Azina's going to join me and we're going to have a fun time. Right now, I want to play you one of her songs because I know that it's going to be something that's going to get into your soul and just wake you up. It's from her album Awakening, Ong Namo. My guest, Azina, when we're back. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
Guru Dev Namo.
Ong Namo Baezina. My guest right now is amazing author, recording artist, as you just heard, an inspirer, an educator, for some reason I feel that in my soul to say, and also an encourager. So welcome, Izina, to Max and Friends.
Well, thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hello and namaste.
So great to be here.
To you, my divine
namaste,
sister.
Namaste.
Right. How are we going to do a show with awakening and then songs such as Ong Namo and not acknowledge the namaste in you?
Right, exactly, and in everybody.
And in everybody and all. So I'm so grateful you're here. You know, there's so much that we can discuss about you and who you are and what you're doing, but what I want to do, Izina, is introduce you to my guests and talk about the genesis of Izina.
All right. Well, I am from Michigan. I was born and raised in Flint, Michigan, and I've lived pretty much all over the world, spent quite a bit of time in India. About 2 years I lived in India, and I've lived in New York City, Chicago, and now I am in lovely City of Angels, Los Angeles.
Lord knows Los Angeles needs you there. Los Angeles needs you there. But, you know, I have a note here to talk about your genes, and you have quite the roster in your family as far as music legends. Tell us who these legends are and how that has impacted your creative side.
Well, it's very interesting. You know, my grandmother's half-brother was Bobby Womack. He passed away a year and a half ago. And I grew up listening to him and attending his shows and watching him play guitar and sing. And I always wanted to do that. And my grandmother also married into Stevie Wonder's family. So he is a distant cousin. So, you know, it's really interesting that music's been around me my entire life. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, that's my cousin. Oh, my gosh, that's my uncle. You know, but it's just kind of cool, you know, to watch them and to know, you know, that you're that close. You know, you're not that, they talk about, you know, how many you are removed from people, but I'm not that far removed. You know, I'm two removed from Bobby Womack and, you know, about five from Stevie Wonder. So every time I listen to his music, I feel inspired to go and practice more and,
it's
you know,
beautiful.
And to create more.
You are closer than the six degrees of separation. You're the five and two.
Right.
Degrees. But you know what? It's
exactly.
So foolish because in reality, we're all just 1 degree of separation.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
We're
exactly.
just all
it's
here
so
together.
True.
We are all just a reflection of each other. But, you know, I love that you're, obviously, this is in your DNA. So how is it and why is it that you launched a career in music? Was that something that's always been in your soul?
Absolutely. You know, I started singing very young when I was about 3 years old is the earliest recording of me singing Elton John's Benny and the Jets. And you know, singing is something I've always done. My parents were always like, no, you know, do something else, you know, anything, law, you know, medicine, anything other than music, because they see what that life is. When you're in a family and you have professional entertainers in your family, you see what their life is like. You see all the travel. You're like, you're living out of a suitcase, and they didn't want that for me. They wanted more for me. But for me, it was a decision from day one that I would always sing. And I've been pursuing it ever since, starting in local contests and from there on to beauty pageants and from there on recording contracts and traveling all over the world, singing and performing. And it wasn't a matter of what I was or that I was going to sing. It was a matter of what I was going to sing because I love opera. I love R&B. I love rock music.
I hear that you love reggae, too.
Oh, yeah, I love some reggae, too. We're going to hear that a little bit later. But, yes, absolutely. And it was through my travels that I spent, I think I mentioned earlier, a couple years in India, and I fell in love with mantra music. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, my soul just opened up. And I was like, oh, I can combine all of these things that I love. I can combine the opera. I can combine the R&B and the reggae and the rock with mantra, with sacred mantra, and bring this music to the masses, because unless you're deep into a Hindu or a Buddhist or spiritual community, you won't really hear these mantras. And I just think it's so important to get these mantras. They're what you call nod energy. And what they do is that energy is a transformational energy, and I want it to transform people, not just for the booty shaking, but on a soul level. And so, you know, I started incorporating these mantras into all of my music, and I just love it so much.
Now, when do you think your biggest transformation came about?
When I was in India in 1996, I think that was it for me. You know, I lived in an ashram, and I was sitting at the feet of many gurus and swamis and just hearing their knowledge, you know. And there I was learning about neuro-linguistic programming, which is a fancy word for saying your words have power. And when I realized, wow, every word that I speak, every song that I sing has an effect on the listener, then I really wanted to change, you know, how I was creating music. Because at that point, I was doing mostly R&B, sad love songs, and he done me wrong songs, and a lot of angst and angry songs. I was like, wow, I am broadcasting that out into the world. I am broadcasting more sadness, more angst and anger, and I don't want that to be my message. You know, I really want to inspire people and help people and heal people. And when I learned about the power of the linguistic programming, I totally transformed my songwriting. Like, it did a 180-degree turn. I was like, oh my gosh, power. I need to give people positivity, because every life has sorrow, every life has happiness, every life has everything, but we can always use more happiness in our life.
Isn't that the truth? Not only happiness, just and peace and joy and bliss, because yes, I'm a firm yes. believer that whatever it is that brings you bliss and joy, that's your purpose here on life. So if someone can just make you smile yes. and tap into that, that's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
So let's just go on this pilgrimage with you. You go to India, you learn about mantras, mm-hmm. you learn about the mm-hmm. power of word, and then you take mm-hmm. some reggae aspects and you take a really famous mantra, the Gayatri Mantra, and you put your own twist on it. So set up the song so that we could play it here tonight on Max and Friends.
Okay, the Gayatri Mantra is one of the most famous mantras in all of Buddhism and Hinduism. And the mantra is about divine awakening, awakening at your core, at your soul, awakening to your greatness, awakening your happiness, awakening your joy. And so when I listen to the Gayatri Mantra, I feel all these things, but I also wanted to put in, I want you to sway, because I found that when you're doing mantras and when you're doing affirmations, when you move your body, they really work much better. And your body, you know, you get to transform a lot faster. So it's great to be in your mirror saying your affirmations every morning, and please do that. But move your body at the same time so that you're getting it through all the chakras, mm-hmm. you know, from the root chakra to the crown chakra. So to all the way to the crown. So I wanted to put the Gayatri Mantra in a movable, a danceable format so that people can move with it and really seed from the root to the crown this happiness and divine awakening in their body. Well, so I hope that you all
they're going to feel it. Not only I know they're going to enjoy it, and what I love about it is that the rhythm that's in it, I always say dance like your life depends on it. So right now here on Max yeah. and Friends, we're going to go into this Gayatri Mantra, and I want you literally to open up your heart, open up the space that you're in right now, and dance like nobody's watching. We'll be right back with my guest Izina, but right now the Gayatri Mantra. Stay tuned.
Yo, na, om, bu, bu, va, swa, ta, ta, ve,
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest tonight is Azina. The song that we just danced to and loved and nurtured in our soul is the Gayatri Mantra. I hope you all love it as much as I do. And what I want you to do is go to latalkradio.com/Max after the show so that you can go into this show again and rehear it, because I have a feeling you're going to need to, because it's going to be like a life class. That's what these shows are turning out to be. But Azina, welcome back to the show. I just love your essence. And I love that you have a book now called Grow Your Star. Tell us about your book.
As I've been traveling around the world performing, you know, people always come up to me after the show and they want to know, like, how do you do what you do? And I love to sing, or I love to play instruments, and I love to do, you know, whatever it is. And I don't know how to do that. And what I found is that as you're traveling, you see that we become a nation of deflectors. Mm-hmm. You know, we have so much self-depreciation. Someone says, oh, you look great today. Oh, this old thing. We're really just kind of shrinking. And what I wanted to do was put a book out in the world to encourage people to shine their light, because we're all stars. You know, when you look up in the sky at night, you see this entire blanket of stars. And we are just like that. We are all stars. There's plenty of room for all of us to shine. And when we all share our special gifts and our superpowers, we create peace. Mm-hmm. So
let me ask you a question. How do you tap into your superpowers?
You can do it through mantra. You can do it through affirmation. You can do it through movement of body. You can do it through just being peace. You can do it with journaling. There are so many different ways. And in the book, we go through all these different ways that you can tap in to you and give yourself permission to shine your light, because we all have a light. Mm. Every last one of us and every person on this planet is a star.
I love the imagery too, because when you look at from, we don't know what perspective we're looking at things, but let's just say we're standing on the ground, even though half the time I'm not. But we're standing on the ground looking up into the universe and we see all these stars. All that is a reflection of who we are, because the stars, just for easy sake, are looking down and seeing us as them. And we're made out of stardust.
Yes.
So why shouldn't we shine and grow like a star, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my new best friend is Azina, everyone. I adore you. But, you know, I want to talk about the books more, because what inspired you in your soul to crack open and write a book? Because it takes time.
It does take time. My grandfather, he was a very just, oh my gosh, such an influential person in my life. And he used to always say, when I die, I want to be all used up. I want to have given of my heart, of my soul, of my wisdom. I don't want there to be anything left. And I decided at a very young age that I wanted the same for myself. And how can I do that? I can do that through song. I can do that through books. I can do that through lecturing. And so, you know, Grow Your Star, I was like, how can people have a manual, you know, that they can just go through and go, okay, I'm feeling a little bit down about myself today, you know, and I know this isn't right because I have this star power. How can I tap into that star power right now and transform my emotions? So, you know, I felt it was so important to write this book. You know, it was like a soul calling. I'm like, how can I serve others? I can serve them by telling them and sharing some of the things that I've done to lift myself out of depression. You know, when I was a teenager, I suffered from so much depression, and I didn't have these tools. And it took traveling around the world, sitting at the feet of gurus and swamis and learning and studying all these different religious traditions to find that at the heart of all religions, they're all the same. Mm-hmm. They teach you to be happy. They teach you to be a good person. They teach you to love and respect your neighbor as you love yourself. Every sacred text says that.
I love about it because, that? You know, I go to an ashram in Florida called Kashi, and my guru there, Majaya, always taught, teach all ways because all ways are the divine. And that's how simple it is. And when we lay that down, it just is like a freedom and a weight lifted off of us. And it's like we're just all here to celebrate each other. And to me, when you say star power, that's what star power is. When we can collectively come together and open up our hearts, open up our chakras, open up our whole being and just shine on, to me is a beautiful thing. So let's talk about the song Rise Up. Because it's one that I feel right now some people need to do is rise up and pay attention. So tell us about Rise Up.
You know, Rise Up was written, there is something happening in the news quite some time ago against the transgender society. And I was just so amazed at some of the things that I heard coming out of people's mouths about the community. And I'm just like, we're all God. We're all divine. And if we could all just rise up to our highest potential, if we could all rise up to our greater selves and be that and walk that in the world each day. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what the world would look like. Do you? Like, it would be so beautiful.
I do. I've seen it. When I go into meditation, I've seen it. It's there.
Yes, yes,
and in meditation, it's so attainable.
Absolutely. And, yeah. It's
attainable.
It's so attainable.
But you know what? Right now, we need to rise up, not only as a nation, but as a people. Rise up, open up, and just be friends and be love. Be love. We are divine.
Yes.
When you search for God, you find yourself. So right now, Izina on Max and Friends. Rise up, and we'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
Rise up, family. Time to embrace your divinity. Tell your sisters and your brothers too. You're more precious than any jewel. Rise up, family. Time to embrace your sisters and your brothers too. You're more precious than any jewel. Rise up, rise up, family. Rise up.
Rise and shine,
elevate your mind.
Rise and shine.
treasure time. Oh, say shalom. Oh, say shalom aleinu. Oh, say shalom. Oh, say shalom aleinu.
Rise and shine, rise and shine,
say shalom.
Song we just heard from my guest Izina. Go follow her on Twitter at Izina. Buy her book, Grow Your Star. Now, how many albums have you put out so far?
So far, 7.
And you're just going to keep going. You know, there's something I wrote a note here about what your grandfather said, because I say something similar. It's that I want to die empty.
Yes.
I want to die empty. Give everything. I don't want to take all this.
Everything. Exactly.
I'm done. What I'm done with here, I'm done. Peace out. I'm going to rise up.
Exactly.
I'm going to rise up fierce. But I love Grow Your Star. I love all of your music. I love your songs. I love you as a being. And I love that Kelly Kay brought us together, because when I was at Sundance, she's like, you have to have Izina on the show. The two of you are just going to be like best friends. I said, I know we will. I know we will.
Yes, absolutely.
We're having a delicious tango.
I love you.
A delicious tango.
Awesome.
So if you're tuning in for the first time, I got to get back into radio mode, because I'm just acting like Izina and I are on the phone having a good time. But welcome to LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're here every Sunday night on LATalkRadio.com. My show starts at 8 o'clock on the Pacific time and 11 o'clock on the Eastern time, or I don't know, time is an illusion. So if you believe like I do and think time is illusion, then just go to latalkradio.com/max and you can get all the archives there and play me when you want. Speaking of playing, you can get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. You can go download it right now at the Play Store, and you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night, or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever. I'm free, I'm open, and I'm available to love. But my guest tonight is Izina. So you're a yogi? How did that come about?
I was in college at the University of Michigan, and I saw these people on the lawn, and they were doing all of these poses, and with no thought in my brain whatsoever, I walked over to them. I didn't know what they were doing, and I just started following them. That's just how I go. And after the class, I'm like, okay, what was that? And they're like, oh, that was yoga. And I'm like, I'm in. How do I do more of this? And from there, I started learning all of these different yoga disciplines, from Iyengar to Kundalini yoga, which is what I practice now and teach sometimes when I'm on tour. So yeah, it's been a long time of doing yoga, and I love it. It's a daily practice, and I encourage everybody to at least try it.
At least try it. You know, my grandmother is 90 years old. She's been a yoga teacher for about 45 years now.
What?
Yeah, and what's beautiful is she had like these 3 mini strokes that were magical, because she kind of forgot everything, which I think is beautiful, but she didn't forget yoga, right? So literally, she's like, the physical therapist is like, can you lift your leg up? And she's putting it behind her leg. And so it's something beautiful about yoga that if you don't understand it, go discover it and let it discover you, because it's a blessing to have yoga in your life. It's a practice that will make you really shine on, because it puts you in touch with yourself. But I heard you say tour, and when you go on tour, do you have any tours planned right now?
We are planning right now a tour for the fall, which I'm very excited. This is going to be a very different tour. This is going to be a music and yoga tour. So not only am I going to play music for you, I am going to teach yoga at the same time.
You're amazing.
Which is good. You know, I just thought I need to bring these two disciplines together so that people can see, like, yoga is really magical. And it's a different way of dance is how I see it.
It is.
You know, but we're expanding.
Where are you going? Are you going to be, tell us, do you know where you're going, what cities you're going to be in?
I know I will be in New York City. I will be in Chicago, Las Vegas, Tucson, Arizona, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Austin, Texas, San Francisco.
Will you come to Boulder, Colorado?
Oh my gosh, I'd love to come to Boulder, Colorado. That would be amazing.
Because I have a house there, and the reason why I say it, because my friends are my family. So, and my house is for my family and my friends. So I would love for you to come to Colorado, to Boulder. We'll plan it. We'll do some magical stuff there.
Love it. I'm in. I'm all in.
Oh,
all right.
You're doing it. You know what? And that's called star power, people.
That's right.
That is called shining on, people. But if you're tuning in, thank you for tuning in. My guest is Izina. Go to Twitter right now, at Izina, Izina. The album, where can people get your album and your book?
They can get my album. Well, you can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Google Play. You can find it on Amazon, iTunes. Wherever you buy music, you can find my music. And the book is also available at Amazon. It's available in the iBook store, Google. Wherever you buy books, you can find it there as well, Barnes & Noble. Yeah, it's available.
It's all there, and you're available. So I want you to tell me about the Guitar Goddess Awards.
Very exciting. In 2009, I started the Guitar Goddess Company, which what we do is we have podcasts and we interview famous guitar goddesses. And what we're doing is we're having an award show to award the unsung female guitar players in the world, because we are unsung. You know, when I ask people who's their favorite female guitarist, they can name like three. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there are thousands. So, you know,
one of my favorite, I have to tell you, is Ani DeFranco.
Oh, love, right? Love.
I
amazing.
Love Ani. So I'm into these awards. So tell me about them. And are they going to be an annual thing?
They will be annual. They'll be taking place here in Los Angeles. And we're very excited. We're preparing right now for the Guitar Goddess Awards, which will be taking place actually January of next year. So stay tuned, because there'll be more updates about the award show and where you can get tickets and things like that. But I'm just so excited, because these women are incredible. And I just really want to shine a light on them and their superpower. You know, there's so, oh my gosh, just so many talented people in the world. And I just want to showcase everybody. But as a female guitarist, I just felt like we're not covered enough. You know, you don't see us enough in Rolling Stone or in Guitar Player magazine or Guitar World. Those are all wonderful, wonderful media outlets. But, you know, there's only so much room. So they'll have a page or two about women. And I just want to shine a light on the guitar goddesses of the world. If you're a guitar goddess, connect with
connect with Izina. Go right now to Twitter at Izina, E-Z-I-N-A. The website is izina.com. I think that covers it, right? Yeah. So my guest tonight is Izina. She's an international singer, songwriter, actress, television host, motivational speaker, and author, and so much more, and star power. And she's my guest here tonight. I love when the shows go by quickly, but when I have guests like you, I don't like when they go by quickly. And this illusion of time is going to get me today. Ooh. But I want to talk
about
it.
Yeah, we are in 3D. We are in 3D. Ooh,
I can't live in 3. I get confused when people say 3D and 1 plus 1 equals 2. It doesn't make sense to me. As my friend Gordana Biernat says, 1 plus 1 equals 3 sometimes, because there could be a baby in the stomach.
Absolutely.
Right? So tell me about I Woke Up. And let's play it here. So what I love, just those words, I woke up, because I remember when I did. So tell me about the I Woke Up song.
I Woke Up, I wrote when I was coming out of depression. I think I mentioned earlier that when I was a teenager, I was really suffering from depression. And there was one moment when I just woke up. It was a day and I was like, okay, this is not how life is supposed to be. And I credit that day as the day of my awakening, because had I not decided that depression was not my life sentence, and that it was not something that I was going to carry on any longer, I wouldn't be here today. So I Woke Up is a powerful song for me because it talks about waking up and having self-esteem and believing in yourself and that you can accomplish your goals and dreams and that your intuition is the only guide you need.
Come on. I just love the title, I Woke Up. But what I'm going to tell you all, and I just have this in my spirit to tell you all, that this song, be prepared. Go grab some tissues, y'all who are listening, because I have a feeling that this song is going to break some patterns. It's going to break some pathologies in your life. And you might actually wake up right now. So listen to I Woke Up by my guest, Azina. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends, and we'll be right back.
Without someone else's opinion, now I'm the queen.
song from my guest, Azina. You're listening to Max Tucci on Max and Friends. Thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time joining us, like I said earlier, welcome to the show. The first time you're a friend, the second time you're family. So come back here and join me every Sunday night. Azina's, you're going to join me again when you have your whole the Guitar Goddess Award, so you could promote that. But I want to talk about your Twitter real quick, because I love that there's a quote you said, that life is not a hidden mystery. You know what your purpose is. So how do we get into finding out what our purpose is? How do we tap into that?
You know, it's really about getting still. You know, we're so inundated with social media, television. You know, we're all multitasking. We're doing so many things. It's really about getting still and taking some of those things away. Decide to go unplugged for a day. You know, unplug your cell phone for a day. Unplug your computer for a day. Be social media free for a day and see what that feels like. And then maybe do 2 days. You know, maybe decide the whole weekend you're unplugged, which is what I do every weekend. I'm completely unplugged. So find a way to get still. You know, maybe check out a meditation class. Go to my website. Go to Azina.com. Download some of those free websites or some of those free meditations I have for you. Listen to those and see if you can find the stillness within yourself. Because once you get still, then you can hear your intuition. You can hear your inner knowing. But with all the noise, sometimes we get a bit off path.
We do. There's nothing more beautiful than cutting out the chatter in the mind, right?
Yes.
Oh, and just being in that moment of stillness and divinity, where I am so grateful that I'm blessed to be there often, people. And it's really simple to be there. So it's not like this
whole
big,
it is.
You don't need to go to India. You don't need to find Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Kali. Just find you. Because when you discover God, you discover yourself. So, and I'll take the rap for all of you people listening out there who are religious and want to come at me, tweet me at Max Tucci, because the challenge is not mine, it's the sources. And there really is no challenge. So if you have to challenge it, then it doesn't align with your frequency. So align with yourself, my friends, is what I'm telling you to do tonight here on Max and Friends. Azina is my guest. Oh, I don't want to let you go. Stay with me.
We can vibe again. We can keep this going.
We can. This is going to be like a two-part special, Max and Azina. But the reason why I want to play another song of yours is the reason why I'm saying that time is of the illusion and running out on my side. I want people to know you and love you and hold you and embrace you and just let your star power shine on. What song would you like for me to play right now?
I would really love it if you would play Adgre Name, because that song is a Native American song. My family, it's interesting, on both sides of my family are Native American. My mom's side is Choctaw, and my dad's side is Cherokee and African American. And I have combined the chants that we say when we're in ritual circles at the tribal council. And I really want to share this because I just feel that even hearing it may help someone. You know, you may tap into that energy of my ancestors, your ancestors, you know, and get some of that energy for clearing and healing.
How beautiful. But before we play that, because we're going to play that off for the show, we're going to play that out. What is it that you want people to take with them into this week? What's a quote inside of you that you just want to share right now?
You are a star. Shine brighter than you've ever shone before.
I love that. And I'm going to say unto all of you, my listeners here tonight on Max and Friends, I love you beyond measure. And I want you to take that star power and shine on. Believe in yourself. Trust yourself. Live life to the max. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, from Max and Friends. I'm so grateful to my guest, Azina, for joining me tonight. You'll come back, won't you?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Have a beautiful night. And right now, Adgre Name. Take that into this week. I love you all for listening. And remember to put your clocks forward, because tonight we spring ahead 1 hour longer days. Hey, I hope you appreciated tonight's show, because in honor of Women's History Month, I gave you her story. My guest, Azina. And I say unto you one more time, good night and good karma. Take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
To the winds of the south, great serpent, wrap your loving coils of light around us, around us. Teach us to shed the past, way you shed your skin.